Welcome everyone to the pilot episode of Buzz IT Talk, the podcast where we talk buzzwords and the latest trends within the tech industry, with the goal of helping businesses and decision makers go beyond the buzz. This is your host, David Weaver. Yeah, right off the bat, it might be a good idea to tell you a little bit about myself. I enjoy writing and have quite a bit of experience in the blogging space. I'm the editor for the All Things Supply Chain blog, and when we started that particular blog back in 2012, we had about 3 or 4 readers visiting the site, and one reader was definitely my mom. But we have now grown the site and have over 35,000 readers, and we're still growing. And so I know it takes time to build these things. So to the 3 or 4 of you listening right now to this pilot episode, thank you. I know there are hundreds of thousands of podcasts out there, but I think you're really going to like this one, so stay tuned. But coming back to me, aside from enjoying writing and managing a blog, I also work for a company called Inform Software based in Germany. And I moved to Germany from California back in 2009, got my master's degree, and got a job directly thereafter, and have been with Inform ever since. And working for a tech company has brought a significant amount of exposure to those buzzwords that we're going to be covering in this podcast. But enough about me. If you do want to know more, be sure to visit our website at buzzittalk.com. Now it's time to talk about what this podcast is all about. Firstly, regarding the format of the podcast, this will be the only episode in which I'm alone. So it's going to be an interview format. I'm going to be interviewing experts in the field of artificial intelligence, machine learning, predictive analytics, big data, and so on. Buzz, buzz, buzz. All those big tech buzzwords we've seen and heard in every business news headline in recent months. And for this episode here, I'm by myself, but it's really just to set the goals, to let you know what this podcast is going to be all about. And I want to start with a few definitions so that we're all on the same page. And then we'll move on to the actual formulation of the goal, what you can expect. But starting with the word buzz, traditionally, it refers to a low vibrating humming sound, like from bees, machinery, or people talking. You know, when you walk into a room full of people at an event, there's a buzz in the air. A second definition is an atmosphere of excitement and activity, and it's safe to say that there's a lot of excitement right now around AI, around blockchain, and around the tech space in general. So the buzz in the podcast name Buzz IT is short for buzzword, and a buzzword is a word or phrase that is fashionable at a particular time or in a particular context. So AI for business, blockchain for supply chain, VR, virtual reality, or augmented reality for retail. Buzz, buzz, buzz. There it is, all those buzzwords. And lastly, IT, buzz IT, information technology, which is the application of computers to store, study, retrieve, transmit, and manipulate data or information, often in the context of a business or other enterprise. And yes, I just read that from Wikipedia. But companies in the information technology field are often discussed as a group as the tech sector or the tech industry. But let's face it, every company is an information technology company in some way or another. We're all collecting data and we're all processing this data, or at least we're attempting to, and some are doing it better than others. The fact is, though, that there's no way around the world of IT. Companies are faced with an enormous amount of IT buzzwords that they have to sort through, and I've already named some. But artificial intelligence, machine learning, predictive analytics, Internet of Things, blockchain, mobile first, cloud computing, virtual and augmented reality, business intelligence, and so on. The worst part, these articles touting these words and the headlines, they tell you that you're going to go out of business if you don't get on board. How are business decision makers supposed to find a place to start with all this noise? So coming to the goal of this podcast, we wanted to help you find the business value behind these buzzwords. We want to bring practical examples to the table that stretch across a wide array of business fields and industries. And our expert interviews will dig deeper than the buzz and make these somewhat abstract terms, or sometimes you don't even have a definition that's tangible, that's understandable. We want to make these terms applicable to your business operations. Or on the other hand, we may go out on a limb and say, okay, some of these buzzwords are just that. Some of the buzzwords we're talking about are a bunch of buzz with no real business potential for your operations or for a specific industry. But coming back to that idea of stretching across different industries and sectors, when it comes to tech trends, no industry is immune. And in my opinion, there's great opportunity to learn from each other. Here's an example. A colleague of mine just wrote an article on one of our blogs about how container terminal and shipping industry, how this industry can learn from the aviation industry when it comes to data processing and data sharing. And another example is blockchain technology. The buzz started in the banking industry with cryptocurrencies, but has since carried over to, I think, every sector imaginable. Blockchain for this, blockchain for that, and a specific example being the logistics sector, in which companies are beginning to see the value in tracking and tracing goods, and overall increased process transparency. So what I'm trying to say is that just because I have an expert from the aviation industry talking AI and machine learning within that specific business context, it doesn't mean that the talk is not of interest to a banking professional, or a logistics professional, or a healthcare professional. There's great potential for cross-industry learning when it comes to creating value from today's technological advancements. So with that being said, I would like to summarize what we're doing here. Our aim is to create fun, entertaining, and most importantly, informative content in order to enable cross-industry learning in the tech space. We want to take the latest IT buzzwords and we want to put them to the test as far as actual business value is concerned. And we're going to accomplish this by interviewing tech experts from various industries. And believe it or not, I have actually already secured 4 guests. The interviews will be released over the course of the next few weeks, depending on scheduling the interviews and getting the post-production done. But we're hoping to have, in the next couple months, 4 solid episodes for you. And the guests include the CEO of a large software company, a CTO, a professor in the field of operations research, and a leading expert in the field of fraud detection and prevention. And during these interviews, I'm not going to shy away from asking the tough questions. Some of the big questions that we're seeing in the headlines. For example, will AI steal all of our jobs in the coming years? Or can machines really make better, more qualified decisions than humans, especially when you're considering a human with 20 years experience in a specific space? Can machines really make better decisions? Optimized decisions? Cybersecurity, is there even such a thing as cybersecurity? Can we really be safe on the internet? Agility. Is agility in business really a thing, or is it hype? Has the world moved on from agile? Has a company ever really achieved true agility in operations? And if it's not all hype, how can agility be achieved? These are just a sample of questions I hope to get answered with my first set of guests. So hopefully I was able to pique your interest a bit. I'm wrapping up the pilot episode of Buzz IT Talk now. I want to thank you for tuning in. And if you have any questions for me, feel free to send me an email at buzzittalk@gmail.com or visit our website, buzzittalk.com, and reach out to me on any one of the various social media channels I listed there. And the same holds true if you're interested in being a guest on the show. Maybe you have an IT buzzword you want to address, you want to share your thoughts on. Just let me know. So until next time, this is David Weaver with Buzz IT Talk, signing off.